Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, June 21st, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Here's what's making headlines. Rant softens its iTunes bill. Avid's new media composer is released. Three new stores for Apple. Apple Notebooks growing demand. And the new iPhoto 6 will make you smile. The Associated Press reported today that leading lawmakers have agreed to water down the draft law that could have threatened the future of the iPod in France. The National Assembly voted in March to force companies like Apple Computer to make their online music stores and players more compatible with rival products. Now, key members are saying that they have agreed to many of the weaker measures endorsed by senators. The draft adopted by the Assembly had contained a blanket demand that companies share their exclusive copy protection technologies with rivals, effectively free of charge. But the compromise text, due to be approved Thursday, maintains a Senate loophole that could allow Apple and others to sidestep that requirement by striking new deals with record labels and artists. Apple and Sony Corporation could avoid having to share their file formats, lawyers say, providing they obtain permission from the artists whose music they sell. The changes are small but significant, since analysts had predicted that the company would close its French iTunes store rather than comply. While France is softening, other European nations such as Norway, Sweden, and Denmark are considering action to force Apple to open the iTunes store to rival players. They accused Apple of violating contract and copyright laws with its product usage restrictions. Some French consumer groups have criticized the weaker measures, saying that, quote, they're washing their hands of the consumer. But the Brussels-based Business Software Alliance, which represents companies including Apple, Microsoft, and Hewlett-Packard, said the need for artist authorization could strengthen the hand of music companies as they seek changes to the pricing on iTunes, which is 99 cents per track. Even though three of the world's major recording companies have tried to push Apple into allowing different tracks to be sold at different prices. But as we all know, it didn't work. BSA policy director Francisco Mingarant said giving more leverage to recording companies in their negotiations with Apple could lead to an increase in prices. It would definitely harm consumers. But before this becomes law, it requires a final vote of approval in the National Assembly and Senate, with an absolute majority in both houses. Avid's new media composer products have been released as of today. It'll be available to editors in a full range of configurations. These include a software-only application, which will make it easier to run on different operating systems, and the option to add hardware acceleration as needed. All products of the Media Composer family feature version 2.5 software, which delivers improved dual-platform functionality with the addition of broad HD capabilities and real-time multicam support of Mac OS X Tiger. According to Jamie Beatty, the post-supervisor of Carl Productions, the software delivers all the professional tools required: HD, Mac functionality, mixed resolutions, motion tracking and keying, and can now affordably add seats to supplement hardware-accelerated systems. The latest version of Media Composer software builds on the application's comprehensive tool set. A few of them include HD format support on the Mac. This allows editors to work with popular HD formats such as DVC Pro, HD, and HDV. Motion tracking and stabilization with Steady Glide enables editors to smooth shaky camera footage while maintaining desirable camera motion. Full screen playback over DVI, this enables users to monitor SD or HD projects on LCD or plasma displays through the onboard graphics card without the need for expensive I/O or HD monitors. Workflow intelligence with Avid Interplay. Now, this one allows editors to remote bins, monitor project changes, and access the powerful transcode, low-res encode, and integrated asset management tools of Avid Interplay. Avid's Media Composer is only available in a software-only version for both Mac and PC. A new version of iPhoto has been released, iPhoto 6, which is the latest generation of Apple software for viewing, cataloging, and sharing digital photos. The new version of iPhoto 6 has added features such as photocasting. This makes it possible to share albums of photos with other users. There's a new one-click effect that allows you to change the color or tint of your picture with just one click. Version 6 lets you make your own calendar using your own photos, and that should save you about $10 every year. You can make your own greeting cards, which include invites and thank you cards for anything from weddings to birthdays. It'll support 250,000 photos, which breaks down to roughly 1,000 pictures a month. month for 20 years, you can now download the latest version of iPhoto on Apple's website. Coming up, Saturn wants its dealerships to run like a fine running Apple store when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. A report on DigiTimes today claimed that Apple notebook makers Ozotec and Quanta Computer are expecting strong results as they are expecting the company to ship at least 2.3 million notebooks by the end of the year. The report said that shipments of MacBooks are expected to reach 500,000 units in the second quarter, and monthly shipments will reach 300,000 units in the third quarter. That's good news for Apple considering the slower sales of iPods. The company has confirmed a growing demand for Apple's new Intel-powered notebooks. KineMac, the 3D animation software for macOS 10, is available now as a universal binary that runs on PowerPC and Intel-based Macs. KineMac lets you create 3D animations for use in movies, TVs, CDs, DVDs, and other media using QuickTime. You can create 3D and 2D objects, then apply image and movie textures. You can set attributes such as color, transparency, and reflection, then set keyframes to control position, rotation, size, speed, and acceleration. Oh, but the fun doesn't stop there. KineMac 1.2 has other improvements, such as support for 3DS files, enhancements to wireframe mode, multiple selections, as well as alignment of positions, anchors, and text, just to name a few. Mac Update today announced the availability of Mac Update Desktop 4.2.4. This new application makes it easy to keep your Mac software up to date by tracking over 15,000 Apple and third-party applications. It highlights outdated ones installed on your Mac in red. Changes in version 4.2.4 include universal binary support, support for searching PPC and universal binary applications, support for dashboard widgets, as well as additional SSL security enhancements. The CineGear Expo 2006 will take place at the Wadsworth Theater and Grounds in West Los Angeles, California on June 23rd and 24th. If you haven't heard of CineGear, well, it's become a premier film, video, and digital media expo. It's a great way to network with the entertainment production and post-production community in Hollywood. It's celebrating its 10-year anniversary and continues to draw a focused audience of first-rate industry professionals. Exhibiting companies choose CineGear Expo to introduce new and groundbreaking equipment and services to professionals in the community. If you're interested and want to learn more about this expo, check out the website at CineGearExpo.com. It certainly seems that Apple opens up a new store every day. And to prove my hypothesis, Apple has revealed that three new Apple retail stores are set to open up in the UK, which will bring its total to 9 shops. At this point, the stores aren't open, as Apple is still recruiting staff to work at its latest shop in the Bentall Centre in Kingston, and also for a new store at Manchester's Arndale Centre. The company hasn't notified UK Mac users as to when the new shops will be open, but it has said that the store should be set to open later this year. Rest assured, the openings will greet its customers with the usual prizes and special t-shirt giveaways that have become so symbolic for its new store launches. To prove my point even further, today it was revealed that Apple has plans to launch its 7th Japanese store this weekend. Saturn wants to make its dealerships run like an Apple store. Saturn has been known of its good customer service and friendly dealers, but General Motors wants to go even further to strengthen that image by giving its dealerships a makeover. They want to add a Saturn Sky Dome and showroom, so when showgoers step into the domed room, pictures of the sky will flash on the ceiling, and in the middle of the room, there will be a silver Saturn Sky. There will be kiosks that will give virtual tours of the car that informs you on everything from the engine to safety. It also plans on using celebrities such as Howard Stern to help spread the word about the vehicles. General Manager Jill Ladzak said the changes will give a more contemporary, more interactive look and feel, much like an Apple store. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.